Welcome back to another episode. Today, I'm really excited to have a guest where we are highlighting what it takes to become limitless. And there's so many different tools that we have, but having Anna Nicholas here today, makes my heart sing, not just because of the podcast episode we did together, the way that we met, of course, at an in-person event. If you're listening to this podcast, you're catching on that in-person is the gold of lifelong relationships. But I changed my entire business model when I had my baby, Amani, in 2022 through my design. And Anna is the expert of human design from start to scale. So you're no longer guessing which strategy works best for you, but you're actually in alignment with the way that you are designed. Hi, Anna. So happy to have you today.
Hello, Amber. I'm so grateful to be here.
Tell us more about how did you get into human design and where did this become your light project?
I actually found it very early in my entrepreneurial journey when I was leaving my longtime career in higher education, but I was like raised by entrepreneurs. And so I had an identity that wasn't mine, but I didn't know it. If that makes sense, right? So many of us are transitioning from maybe the corporate world into entrepreneurship. But I realized it wasn't just that. It was so many layers of what my parents expected me to be and friends and, all this world around me. And so when you get into entrepreneurship, it is a rude awakening. If you haven't had that yet, I'm sure it'll happen. But it for all like for me, it was this like, who am I moment? How do I want to show up? All of these different things. And I actually found human design originally not from a business perspective or to support me in entrepreneurship, but it was just like in the first personal development type of program I was in. And I remember the woman just like within like one sentence mentioned it and then was like, you should probably know about this, but that was all that she shared. So after that, I found my chart and I remember looking at this and I was like, how does this thing know me better than I know myself? Because with human design, you put in your date, time, and location of birth. And prior to that, I had done every personality test, strengths, Myers-Briggs, Enneagram. And those changed every time I took the test. But my human design, which is this like beautiful system of bridging modern and ancient wisdom, helped me see myself the way that I thought I was, but I didn't really have maybe the proof or the validation or the permission to be that person until I saw my human design chart.
Wow, who am I? Why am I here? What's my purpose? And yeah, if you're listening and you take all of those freaking quizzes, what I love about human design is it really does allow you to understand yourself at a deeper level. And like entrepreneurship, like yoga, like these spiritual healing practices, they come into our lives at divine times. And something that I really love about us connecting to our limitless potential is understanding the different energies that we hold and how, when we align to these energies, it allows the work that we do not to become easy, but effortless. Because it's like we're working with our energy rather than working against it. Can you speak to what happens when someone actually begins to, as you mentioned, understand that this helps you to better understand yourself and give you that confirmation. It's like, that's me.
You know what's so funny? On this journey, so many of us in human design, they say use the word conditioned or conditioning, right? We've been taught that we're supposed to be a certain way. And through that, regardless of what type you are, hustle and grind and hard work is sort of the way that we think we're going to get what we need because we are not working with our own energy. But I also want to throw out this idea of like, sometimes people might have gotten hurt or in trouble or bullied for doing the things that are their unique gifts or you know, living in alignment, you know, as a projector that you are, perhaps you're like a lot of projectors I talk to, they think that they're lazy or that they don't work hard enough, versus myself as a generator. If I wasn't working all the time, then I was also in trouble. And why I bring this up is because in this process of deconditioning, after you learn about your human design, you realize that the things that make you special and unique and that makes our world, our lives, our businesses more effortless are sometimes the things that we got in trouble for when we were in the wrong setting with the wrong people. And not to say that they're bad people, but like my Polish Catholic mother is not going to understand me and this. Maybe she's not ready, maybe someday. But the same way that like the spiritual entrepreneur community that I am now part of and support, because that is more in alignment with who I am at my core.
So powerful, especially this community listening is like, we break the rules. We don't fit in. We tried to put ourselves in the box. No matter how many times we put ourselves into a new box, that box didn't work. And so with human design too, we feel like we're putting ourselves in another box. Like for me, projector, you wait for the invitation. But if you don't understand what could be an invitation, you'll feel like you're waiting forever. So it's conditioning, deconditioning, and understanding different ways that you can understand the human design, because it's not always just straightforward. And then if we go even a layer deeper, when we're looking at the lines, right? Like a 1-3 projector is different than a 4-6 projector. Do you want to speak to these numbers as like, what is the first number? What is the second number, and how that can help one to decondition and recondition like their understanding of oneself?
Oh yeah, this is one of my favorite parts, because it was actually the part that originally when I read it, I was like, something is wrong here, because this does not feel like me. And it was because I was so conditioned not to embody certain parts of my specifically profile that we're talking about. But now that I have done that work and understand it, I was like, oh my gosh, life is so much easier when I lean into this. So let me explain. Your profile numbers are the fraction that is like between the numbers 1 and 6. There's 12 different variations. So like you're a 1-3, I'm a 5-2. There's lots of different variations with the numbers 1 through 6. And the first number is called your personality profile or your conscious profile number. And that really is the role that you play in the world. And that's what people see from you. So from the numbers 1 through 6, 1 lines are researchers or teachers, like very much seekers of knowledge. 2 lines traditionally in human design are called hermits, but actually they're naturally gifted at something, but it's different for each of the 2 lines. And they have to find that and discover that within themselves. 3 lines are explorers, experimenters. I think of like the scientists out there trying everything out to come and give us like the answer. If you're a 4 line and you start with that, then this is the networker, the connector, like someone who truly is building the tribe. And then 5 lines are the problem solvers, also the heretics. This is where I didn't align. I was like, oh, heretic, huh? for myself, but like really able to solve complex problems. And then the 6 lines are our role models. And it's really interesting when you think about this from whether that's your life perspective or your, you know, if you're an entrepreneur from a work business perspective, whether you are trying to be this or not, you are already this and people see you and come to you for this. So for me, as a 5 line, the first number of my profile, I was always solving problems. I wasn't always solving problems that I wanted to solve, or me as a generator, sacral being, felt like I had any passion for, but I was really good at solving problems. And so it caused me to burn out and be really resentful, because I was like, I don't want to solve all the problems. I'm just here to solve, now realizing, the problems I want to solve. Anyway, so I share this to you because people are going to identify you as this, and you probably have a sense of this within yourself. But the second number in your profile lines is your unconscious identity or your design identity. And this is what you do when they call it your design identity. This is more about your body. This is more about your like inner being. And what you do with that line, it's for yourself. It's so you can be the best version of yourself and then show up as that conscious identity that people are looking to you for and that you actually are just naturally good at. But you have to take care of yourself first from within and then be able to go out and do what you're meant to do for all the other people that you're here to support.
Yeah. So really the one line being self and the second line being how you show up in the world, integrating.
So like for you, the one line is how you are showing up for people, that first number. And then the second number for you, the three, is that like how, what you're doing for yourself. So lots of trial and error, lots of spirit experimentation, exploring, like what makes sense that you live in Costa Rica and all of that.
Yeah, I love this. And it's a lot too. It's like connecting, understanding those pieces and being, when I learned this, I was like, oh, of course, that's why I try everything. And that's also why, like in my membership, I am trying all of these different strategies. And in my courses, I'm giving all of these different options. It's because like I've tried them on and then it's like, okay, now you get to go try them on. And so for me, this did give me permission in my business and allowed me to connect to my limitless potential by like, it's not failing. It's your design to try new things and keep trying new things. And I know you help others with their business too, in their business model based upon their design. What do you think blocks most people when it comes to integrating their business with their design?
It is this like societal, past, cultural, whatever, like these expectations or perceptions that because something was worked for one person, that it will work for you. Or that the model that you see someone else being successful in, we try to force ourselves into it because we've witnessed success. But because we don't know, obviously, every single person's human design when you see them on the internet, we try to model what we see because our brains have proof that that equals success. Well, the work that I do is really helping people not only understand themselves from a human design perspective, but then how do you find models of that that are successful and feel good for you? So you're building the correct model and or supporting yourself truly with like the people that will understand you, that will encourage you in the way that you uniquely are. Because all too many of like the women that I know, whether that is in entrepreneurship, in the corporate space, like we think we're supposed to be something until we realize who we really are. And then there's this fear threshold that we have to cross of actually allowing ourselves, giving ourselves permission, like being kind to ourselves that we get to be who we are and are valuable just as we are.
The fear threshold is like, once you know, you know, but are you willing to walk through the fire? That's not fun. But spiritual entrepreneurs, we do it. We keep going into the fire because we know the transformation that comes. And I really love this is like, it becomes a permission slip, right? Like you have to give yourself the permission slip once it's there. And I remember that for me, it was like, you aren't meant to be just doing sales calls. No wonder why you want to throw up every time you get onto a sales call, like not in a line with my design. And then the fear threshold was like, do I really want to burn my entire business to the ground to realign to a soul aligned strategy that is sustainable? Yes. Was that easy? No.
Exactly.
What do you think?
Snaps.
Yeah. What do you think for those that aren't integrating or utilizing, optimizing their human design in business? Like, what do you wish they knew or understood about once they added it in, what would change?
You know, the thing that I wish everyone knew, and this is why I say, actually, it's like, I feel it's part of my mission to spread the good word of human design, is that you have been given or chose, depending on how you want to like look at this, this human design for a reason. And in human design, one of the components is called your incarnation cross, which is your life purpose, your life theme. It's something that you are going to relive, whether that's in your business, in your life, in your relationships, over and over and over. And the way that I think about this is like my kids play a bunch of Mario games. And when they pick a character, they're going into a certain level, like if it's the water level or this or that, like the mission is the mission. But what character you play to be successful in that mission, that's all the rest of your human design. Your unique energy, projector, generator, manifester, mani gen, reflector, your profile numbers, the way that you make decisions, your highest gift, like all of these things are specific tools that you have in order to fulfill your mission with the most ease. And what I love to take people through is this like reflection, and I encourage anyone listening to do this. When you look at your incarnation cross, go back throughout your life and think about how this has already been showing up. And usually there's a moment, there's with everyone I've ever done this, like I remember when it was so easy to do it in this moment or in this situation or in that situation. And it's because that's what you've been designed to do in this world. Well, now when you have conscious awareness of your human design and all of these unique things of your energy, your gifts, all of it, you get to play that game better, especially in business, right? Instead of working against the current or not having the tools that you need to cross the river, whatever it is you're trying to do, build the fire, you actually know, here's all the tools I need to fulfill this mission well. And so then from a business perspective, how do we consciously design our businesses in a way that uses all the correct tools, has the mission that you're going to keep reliving anyway, and then it becomes a lot more fun. It becomes, like you said, a lot more effortless, and we achieve success and impact and all of the things that we're wanting with so much more flow than we ever did before.
If you're looking for ease, you're looking for flow, you're looking for alignment, you're looking to go through the fire and find out who you really are, call Anna and she'll tell you all about your human design. But honestly, for me, this really shifted everything and it made things so much more in alignment. And once you know, you can't unknow, and it allows you to really honor your energy.
Mm-hmm.
For you, Anna, what is the legacy? What do you hope to leave the world with? If, as far as human design, becoming limitless, like understanding your energy type, the lines, like what do you wish for any future, current, entrepreneur, multi-passionate, visionary listening to this? Like what is your hope that you leave behind, even if it's just one person listening today?
My hope is that every person truly in their core knows how valuable they are and how much the world needs their unique gifts. And it's not that every person in the world needs all of the gifts, but you're here on purpose to make an impact. The core of human design is that when we all lean into our unique design, the whole collective rises. And I want to help spread not only the word of human design so more people understand this, but that's why the work I do is in helping build businesses and design businesses aligned with this, because I want people to really know how valuable they are and how that helps the world, and then actually support them in making that happen.
The power that that brings of understanding why you're here in your soul's mission and like to bring that into the world, then you're impact is just completely amplified. So beautiful. For those that want to continue to follow you, listen to your podcast, connect with you, where should they go?
My podcast is called the Design and Align Your Business Podcast. I actually do like solo episodes teaching about human design and business, and also guest episodes actually showcasing what aligned businesses look like. So like really practical application of that. And then, of course, you can find me on Instagram at I am Anna Nichols. I hang out there a lot and would love to connect and see if anything actually resonated from this for any of you.
Yeah, of course. If you're listening to this and something landed, shifted, changed in the way that you're feeling right now, like take a screenshot, tag us on Instagram, let us know your biggest takeaway. And if you don't already know your human design, run and get your chart done up. And I will just say one thing that we did on Anna's podcast with me is she opened up a certain gateway, a certain doorway that no other human design reader had done for me. And she's like, your main mission is to help others close their loops and to finish things. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. Because I'm a multi-passionate, helping multi-passionates like complete projects because our ideas are popping off. So something that's really special about Anna, she does bring a new lens and new perspective. So go check this out, find it out. What is it called, Anna?
So it's your sun, conscious sun gate, or in human design, they call it your highest gift. So it makes up 70% of your energy, and the application on this, and just like if you were to think, this is the strongest tool in your toolbox. So let's get really familiar with it because you're going to impact a lot of people and make such positive change in the world with it.
Yeah. So go find out what 70% of your energy is made up of, because then when you pour your energy into that, you do way less. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. It was such a gift to have you here listening today. And I look forward to hearing your guys' biggest takeaways on this podcast. And I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.